It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I am Shaylee Peters, and we get to visit this week with Dalton Henry, U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Trade Policy. Certainly a timely time to be visiting with you, Dalton, because there has been so much just in this past week, but certainly in December now, going on with trade. We've been following it all throughout the year, and USMCA getting passed through the House finally this week. Of course, there's been a lot of news out with China, so we're going to cover all of that this week. Let's start off, though. Again, mentioned that USMCA did get voted on in the House here just this past week. Give us an update on what that looks like now for our wheat producers.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on. It really has been an exciting final half to 2019 in trade policy space. I don't think it's very often that we get the chance to talk about major successes with major importing countries all in the same month or span of about 3 months. And we're excited about that and the opportunities that it opens up for Nebraska wheat producers. USMCA, or formerly known as NAFTA, is really a significant agreement for the wheat industry, largely just because of the size of the Mexican wheat market. Right, so not a lot of changes in USMCA versus the old NAFTA, other than it removes a lot of uncertainty. Really throughout the last year or 2 years, we've had various threats to withdraw from the agreement, substantially renegotiate it, walk away from it. Mexico's largest market that we have for U.S. wheat. Japan is the second. And so when you put the two of them up in the air at the same time, that was a high level of uncertainty around roughly 30% of our exports. And so I think that's something that a lot of folks breathing easier, having it so close to the finish line.
Next, let's talk China. Again, as I mentioned before, there's been so much discussion all throughout the year on this, back and forth. Supposedly, we are at a place now where we are in a phase one agreement. Let's talk about what that means for our wheat producers and maybe what we could see going forward as far as China and trade is concerned.
Absolutely. And I think this is one, right? We felt like we have been done with this phase one portion so many different times that a lot of folks are kind of skittish around this agreement. But this is the first time that we've had an agreement in principle and that China has independently confirmed various pieces of that, including significant commodity purchases and some tariff relief on agricultural products, at least in some sort of waiver process. China's a significant market for U.S. agricultural products and really should be a significant market for U.S. wheat producers. Over the last 5 years, they've averaged about 1.5 million or 1.6 million tons of U.S. wheat. Essentially, that's been a market that's completely evaporated over the last 2 years since retaliatory tariffs took effect. And so we're excited about the prospect of getting back to that one. We're optimistic that this agreement will allow that to happen. There's a lot of talk about specific numbers and dollar figures of commodity purchases, and everybody seems to get hung up on this. Is it going to be $40 billion in commodity purchases, or is it going to be $50 billion in commodity purchases? I think our focus is maybe a little bit more on structurally, does the agreement have the changes we need to facilitate exports to China? Because if the market works, and if we get the harmful Chinese policies changed, that's a market that will import a significant amount of wheat. We won the WTO case on their tariff rate quota policies just this past spring. They've issued some new rules there. That, combined with a phase one agreement, really, realistically, if China implements that TRQ in a way that allows the market to function, that's a 9.6 million ton market. That would be the third largest wheat importer in the world, essentially overnight, would be a significant export market for U.S. wheat producers.
And then finally, and this came out about a month ago, Brazil also seeing some trade headlines from them. Good news out of Brazil. What happened there, Dalton?
Absolutely. So Brazil, we kind of talk about just going down the list of these, right? Mexico is the number one export destination for U.S. wheat producers. Japan's been number two for quite some time. We just talked about China that could be a new number one, or be third largest for all destinations. Brazil is actually a really large wheat importer as well. Lots of times people kind of pigeonhole them as being, oh, they're an agricultural exporter. they are more of a competitor to us. But the reality is that on a wheat production front, they are a substantial importer. So they're the fourth largest wheat importer in the world. Now, historically, the bulk of that has been supplied by Argentina and other South American countries because they're part of the Mercosur Agreement. And that provides a tariff advantage to Argentina and wheat supplies from other countries. Just now, a month ago, Brazil has finally implemented, and this isn't just agreed to implement or confirmed that there is a commitment that exists like we've maybe had at times in the past, but they actually issued the law, issued the rules, issued the procedures so that companies, flour milling companies in Brazil, can now apply for tariff rate quota to be able to import outside of that 10% tariff. And a 10% tariff doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're in a high-volume, low-margin business like flour milling, that's the difference between making purchases and not making purchases. So we're excited to have that one opened up. That's a 750,000-ton TRQ, which really we've already done 325,000 tons of exports to Brazil this year while paying that tariff. So optimistic that that one can lead to Brazil becoming a consistent customer year in and year out of U.S. wheat exports.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, visiting this week with Dalton Henry. He is Vice President of Trade Policy for U.S. Wheat Associates with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.